And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, and boy, this is the right day. Friday the 13th. Friday, March the 13th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio. And, you know, the talk all week has been coronavirus without question, and the talk this morning is going to be coronavirus because as of yesterday, K through 12 schools will be shutting down at the end of the school day on Monday through April the 3rd, which will mean April the 6th, because April the 3rd is a Friday. That will go for all the school districts in this area, all five of them. We're going to get some clarification on this because there is some question if Marion City Schools will be in school on Monday at this point. We're supposed to be joined momentarily by Dr. Ron Arusi, the superintendent from Marion City Schools, to find out about food. Can we get food during the break for the kids? What's the alternative learning method going to be? Are these going to be calamity days? Will the kids have to make them up at the end of the year? Is there going to be school for Monday? We're going to hear it from Dr. Ron Arusi very soon here, so stay tuned for that. He's having a busy morning, as you might imagine. You cannot visit your loved ones in nursing homes right now. Nursing homes will not permit anybody from the outside world. That is an executive order from Governor Mike DeWine. Same thing with psychiatric hospitals. And if you went to a grocery store yesterday, even here in Marion, Ohio, you stood 40 deep in the line waiting to get your toilet paper and your food and your Clorox and everything else. And the Kroger store on 95 last night, if you've seen the pictures, sometimes there are phony pictures on the internet. That was not a phony picture. The aisle that has all the toiletries was absolutely cleaned out yesterday. So we have entered a whole new thing with the coronavirus. Now, on Wednesday morning, Jeff Ruth was with us, and we always have a ton of fun when Jeff comes in. He was headed to the NCAA tournament for some days of fun. Was supposed to call in this morning and let us know what was going on with the NCAA. Well, guess what? There is no NCAA now. It is gone this year thanks to coronavirus. So we've got the next best thing. Jeff's back for another stint this morning with us for 2 hours. Jeff Ruth, 40 years at WMRN, here this morning. Well, Jeff, what a difference 48 hours makes.
The last place I wanted to be this morning was in Marion, Ohio, talking to you. But we were at the arena yesterday. The first game was at noon. And so we got down because they served lunch starting at 11. So, of course, you had to be there for lunch. So Michigan and Rutgers are out, you know, they're warming up and everything's going on, you know, as scheduled. And I think it was 11:43 that they made the announcement that the all games were canceled. And go ahead.
Right in the middle, wasn't it?
Well, the game hadn't started.
Oh, it hadn't started.
The teams were warming up. And we were sitting next to Brian Barnhart, who does the University of Illinois basketball games. And they were doing their morning show from the arena when they got the announcement. And of course, they signed off at noon. And you heard them doing the updates like, guess what? I'm going to be in studio tomorrow morning. So, you know, call in, that sort of thing. And, you know, it just, I think there was that possibility because Thursday or Wednesday night, we were sitting right behind the Northwestern bench in the first game and then the Nebraska game in the second game. I mean, we were literally in the first row, in press row. And my sister texted me. I never get a text from my sister. And she said, quit go into your face so many times, because you could see us on the monitor. And it's like, so, you know, you're sitting there kind of like, you know, hands on, because you don't realize that. And when the Nebraska coach got sick, and he was visibly sick on the bench, you could tell. And Nebraska was getting blown out in the second half. And he was just, you know, during the timeouts, you know, he would talk, but he didn't talk very much. And I even told Brian, I said, I like this coach. I said, you know, he doesn't get right. He doesn't throw things. He's just very calm, and just I really like his demeanor. This is his first year as coach at Nebraska. Well, as it turns out, he was sick during the game, and I'm sure that's why he was so quiet. Well, he leaves with about 5 minutes to go in the game, and you can see him walk out with one of the assistant people, and he goes to the locker room. And then somebody on the bench right at the end of the game kind of yelled to the assistant coach, said he's going to the hospital. And all of a sudden, the mood kind of changed a little bit, because, you know, does he have the virus? Because this was about the time that the Utah player, you know, came out, was discovered, and of course they had to cancel the Utah-Oklahoma City game. So as it turned out, he was in the hospital, and then Nebraska released a statement a couple hours later saying it was basically the A strain of the flu or whatever, and he was treated at the hospital, and then he went back to the team hotel. But you could just tell, even though there weren't very many people there around the Nebraska bench, you could just see how it changed a little bit. You know, a couple days before that, nobody would have thought anything about it. But all of a sudden, you know, a player has it from Utah, a basketball official at one of the other conferences came down with it. He looked visibly sick, and obviously he was. But all of a sudden, there was that little talk about, what if he has it? And so I think we went down to the arena yesterday expecting the games to be played, but not totally shocked when they canceled.
What was it like to go to the arena with no fans? We'll come back to that. Okay. But think on that one, because this is who we think it is. As we continue on here this morning on WWGH Radio, of course, the big story is coronavirus. And if you saw the press conference by Governor Mike DeWine yesterday, you now know that schools in Ohio, K through 12, have been ordered to take an extended spring break. I believe that's what they are calling it, starting at the close of the school day on Monday and going through April the 3rd, which technically will be April the 6th because April the 3rd is a Friday. Now, we need to straighten some things out here, because there have been some changes to this, and also, is there some alternative method being made for the students for food? What's going to go on? Alternative learning methods? Is there going to be school Monday for Marion City Schools? A lot of questions to be answered, and I'm sure there's a lot of questions for people in Marion City Schools to be answered, so nobody better to have on this morning than one of our friends who I'm sure is very, very busy this morning, so we can't thank him enough for calling in and giving us some clarity and giving our audience some clarity on all these situations of a truly unprecedented event. And we use that word a lot, but this has never happened. Go through the history books in the history of schools in Ohio. For certain. Dr. Ron Arusi, the superintendent of Marion City Schools. Dr. Arusi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, as you can imagine. And I heard you say we are been working around the clock just to make sure that, you know, we are addressing every issue and, you know, trying to make sure that we're not missing anything along the way. And I appreciate you talking about this as being unprecedented. And so want to start by actually, you know, giving the governor a lot of kudos. It takes it takes guts to do what he's done in the last couple of days, because these are decisions that, you know, we can't see this virus, and it hasn't, really for us. I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of folks who, you know, are directly related to it, and so it's hard to fathom, you know, why we're doing some of the things we're doing. But, you know, if you keep up to date on what's happening around the world, really give our governor a lot of credit for doing what he's doing so far.
Dr. Arruci, there are some questions that people are asking this morning, and we'll see if we know the answers at this particular point. The governor ordered that all schools be closed Monday at the end of the school day. Now, will Marion City Schools, they are open today, will they have school on Monday?
Yeah, that's a good question, and thank you for doing this, by the way. And, you know, one of the things that we are talking about is, you know, how often and how do we get information to our community, to our staff, and our students. And so I appreciate you guys allowing me and having me on your show today, because it does really give us an opportunity to clarify some things. And let me say that, you know, Marion City Schools will be releasing information via text messages, one calls, the website, all of those different modes of communication will be utilized to get our message and updates across. And so 2 days ago, before the governor's press conference yesterday, you know, we were given some advice on some things, what to do concerning mass gatherings. And so we worked on that for a while, and that all that changed yesterday with the governor's press conference. And the reason I'm saying that is what I tell you right now very well could change again on a daily basis. And so we are trying to keep up to date with as much information in real time as possible. We are having school today. And one of the main focuses of today is to give our teachers an opportunity to talk to our students about what this is going to mean for them for the next 3 weeks. I mean, we know for a fact that we will not be in school for 3 weeks, but we need to have conversations with our students about what that looks like for them. I think a lot of our kids may have some anxiety about that. I'm sure there's anxiety at home for some of our families worried about, you know, child care. Some of our kids rely on Marion City Schools actually for their food and nutrition. And so, you know, we're keeping that in mind. So today we're having conversations and trying to gather as much information from our kids. You know, what access to technology do they have at home? Can they be able to, if we provide online education, who has access to it, who doesn't? Who do we need to provide a paper and pencil option for, and how do we get that information to kids is part of what we're doing today. So the recommendation from the governor was that Monday at the close of the day, that's when the, what he called extended spring break would look like. And I need to clarify what that is, too. But we chose to not have school on Monday. And again, you know, we've been talking as a county, the county superintendents, Ridgedale, Elgin, River Valley, the Career Center, we've been in constant communication. We've met twice. We want to make sure that we're all on the same page, although, you know, maybe some of our county schools aren't quite the same as Marion City, but, you know, we're having conversations about what we think is the best interest of the entire community and county as well. And so we've all decided that on Monday, well, River Valley actually is doing their professional development with their Teachers Day today, but the other school districts will be doing it on Monday. And what we're doing is then allowing our teachers just to get together and come up with, you know, for the next 3 weeks, you know, what that educational process, whether it's putting together lessons, you know, putting together an online platform, making copies of things that need to get sent home. We are in Marion City, we are meeting on Monday by grade level. So all of our kindergarten teachers will be in the same place working on, you know, what those lessons look like. And, you know, in my mind, we are preparing for the next 3 weeks. And the governor said, you know, this is extended spring break, but last night they released some information through the Ohio Department of Education that there is still an expectation that we continue to teach and deliver curriculum to our students. So this is not a three-week vacation. This is by any means. It's not for Marion City School staff. It's not for Marion City School students. And so we will do the best that we can to deliver and continue the educational process throughout this. You know, we know right now that this is, you know, going to be 3 weeks, but, you know, we also know that the peak of the virus could actually occur in April. And so in my mind, we are also thinking long term. So if this is the peak in April and we find out there's a lot more cases, you know, and we do have to have an, you know, maybe even, you know, this carries on through April and May, you know, we have to, this is kind of a trial run for us as well to see how we are going to continue to deliver education. And no, you know, nobody wants to be in school in July. We know that. And so We're trying to do the best we can with that.
And
I kind of went on for a long time, but I thought that was important.
No, it's important to say, and I just want to repeat that River Valley is not in school today, but Marion mm-hmm. City and all other county schools will also not be in school on Monday for students,
right.
So teachers can plan to see what's
yep.
going to go on here. Now, you mentioned it there. Are these days, because we are very close, I mean, essentially to graduation at this point, about two
yep.
months and a few days to graduation, are these considered calamity days? Are these considered, what are they? Will they have to be made up? Is there a point you can't
right.
go beyond? Do we know yet?
No, we don't. What we do know is that this is considered a pandemic crisis. And so, you know, it's different from a snow day. And those kinds of things. So the governor's message to us is right now, the only thing we're worried about is how we are going to continue to deliver education. You know, the minimum number of hours, the coursework, the requirements for that right now are really, those questions haven't been answered. But what we're told from both ODE and the governor's office is that they're going to try to use as much common sense as possible. So if we, you know, if we can't meet some of the requirements, there has to be some waivers. They've already applied for waivers through the through the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, we know that there are funds from the U.S. Department of Education that are tied to testing and things like that. Well, if we're not in school in April, which is really, you know, we're coming upon testing right now and state testing, and you know, I can't see us delivering state tests at this point. And you know, quite honestly, if we're talking about what is essential and what's not, that government state test is not, in my mind, considered essential at this point.
You know, this brings up a very interesting question, and I'm going to come back to it in a second, because there are two things that you mentioned earlier on that are very important to people, because we're talking K through 12, and I think when a lot of people heard this yesterday, you think of high school kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the paper prints an article, you have to choose a picture. I think they chose the picture of Harding, but
right.
kindergartners can't usually be home alone, first graders, second graders, third graders, child care, food, what's going on there?
Yeah, and so again, you know, what we're doing today is to, and we know a lot about our families, and so over today and the next few days, you know, first and foremost, we're concerned about our kids. We're more concerned about, you know, what's going to happen to them over the next 3 weeks. Do they have access to food? Do they have access to child care as well? What does that look like for families? And so we are looking at, you know, and again, the governor's recommendation is, you know, in some communities, because what we do in our schools in Marion City might look a little bit different than what, you know, Pleasant or Olentangy or some of those other school districts that surround us. And so we are continually gathering information to figure out, you know, how we can best help our students and families get through this next 3 weeks. Yes, we are responsible for delivering education and those kinds of things, but if we can't take care of our families, we can't make sure that there's food brought home where they don't have access to, we can't help them with child care and things like that, you know, they're not going to be able to learn anyway. So we have to take care of those issues within our community and then figure out how to deliver the education to them as well.
Now, we should mention, this just came down yesterday, and it's the reason, and how could we, with less than 24 hours, know all the answers to these, but just to reassure some people, because people are panicked, there
mm-hmm.
is some thought, there is some effort being put in right now, meetings are being held about food and child care and how Marion City Schools can help with that. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and I can tell you that, you know, probably by the end of today, to our community, we will have a schedule on how we are delivering food. And right now, this is, and again, I'm giving you information that can change in an hour. so that needs to be very clear to our community. What you hear right now may change in an hour or two. So we are using the most up-to-date information that we have. What we are planning to do is, and more information will come out on this, but what Marion City is planning to do is to deliver food to our students in a manner similar to how we do bus routes. And that's what we're looking at right now. So if we can use our buses and we get the information out and we're designating stops somewhere close to where we pick kids up and drop them off, that would be our pickup and drop off points for food. That's what we are looking at right now. We do not currently have an option to pick up food within the buildings, but that's not off the table yet either. So as we go and see, you know, we don't know how many students will actually, you know, use that option. Right now we're planning on, we have 5,000 students, close to 5,000 students that live in our community, and, you know, we're not going to worry about if a kid walks up to the bus and really isn't a Marion City school kid, but if it's a kid who's hungry, we're going to feed them within the community. And so, you know, we're starting out with about 4,000 meals, which will include lunch for that day and breakfast for the next day in those meal packets. And then, you know, we'll have to evaluate that on a regular basis as far as who's, you know, hopefully, you know, I think that'll be enough food. And if we need to add more, then we have to make provisions for that.
I do want to ask this because this was a question I was asked earlier on this morning. Obviously, classes will not be taking place for at least 3 weeks at this particular point, but will the school buildings be open? Will people be able to come in and ask questions? Will there be somebody manning the phones?
Yes. So that's, you know, we are going to do the best we can. You know, I mean, the thing is we have to take care of our employees too. And we know, and the governor's recommendation is, you know, we need to make sure that only essential job duties are taking place. And so if, you know, if there's a work at home option, we're looking at that. You know, we have certified staff, but we have a lot of classified staff that are responsible for, you know, the cleaning of the buildings, bus transportation, secretaries that answer the phones. So we are setting up options and making sure we get out information about if you have questions, there will be an email address that you can mail your questions to that people will be manning on a regular basis. You know, even though our teachers may be off, you know, they will be required from during the day to act to be accessible and to, you know, be responsive to questions that students may have, whether they call their extension at school, whether they email them, whatever that looks like, we're going to figure out here in the next 2 days. But there will be people available to answer questions either by phone or by email. You know, as far as the buildings being open, we know that, you know, in the next couple days, you know, we are going to try to clean the buildings as much as possible, go through every inch of them, because we are told, you know, the more we wipe things down, the better off we are. Once we do that, then to allow people to come in and out of the buildings is probably not the best case scenario either for those kids to come back. And so we have to make that decision about how often and what buildings. You know, we may have one or two buildings open per day, but and then to go in and, you know, if they are open, make sure they're cleaned appropriately. And so those are some of the questions that still need to be answered.
Dr. Arusi, before we let you go, and we certainly appreciate the time, and if anything changes, feel free to call or email and let us know, and we'll get that up on the air. But we talked about the unprecedented nature of this. It is unprecedented. People can go through the books here. It's never happened. This has never happened. What's it been like for the staff, hour-wise, work-wise, in the last 24 hours for you? What's it been like?
I care very much about all the folks, you know, that work for us and all of our students. And so, you know, it's you know, my responsibility, and I'll give credit to all of our staff. I mean, they've been patient. They've, you know, given us information that we need to know. You know, obviously this job is always a 24/7 job, and we're using every amount of that 24/7 right now to make these kinds of decisions. But, you know, I think it's important that we understand that, you know, this is a pandemic crisis. And, you know, a lot of people's first reaction is to, you know, to have a lot of anxiety and those kinds of things. But, you know, this is a time when this community needs to come together. You know, I can be very critical of things that the governor did yesterday, but I that's why I started off saying I give that guy a lot of credit. I mean, these are not easy decisions. Some of the decisions aren't going to be popular. But we have to come together and you know, because we're all in this together. You know, and we can be critical of decisions, and I'm sure there's going to be some decisions that are unpopular, but, you know, these are things that we're given on a regular basis, and, you know, we just need to come together and handle this as a community.
As of right now, school will be out at the end of the day today through at least April the 6th, but we don't really know. It could be longer than that, depending on how this all goes.
Well, I think we need to plan for that accordingly.
Okay. Dr. Arusi, I can't thank you enough for coming on, Superintendent of the Marion City Schools. And as I say, any more information that comes about, please email it or call in, whichever is easiest for you.
Thank you very much for having me on, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Ron Arusi, the superintendent of Marion City Schools. Now, there's the story. Jeff Ruth in studio. What do you make?
Obviously, he said it's a 24/7 job, and obviously he's earning his pay this week. There's no doubt about it.
So just to recap here, I know a lot of people have grandkids, nieces, nephews, kids, so on and so forth, who are in Marion City Schools and the county schools. By the way, we got greatly appreciated there. We got the county school update. River Valley is not in school today, but no schools will be in session on Monday in Marion County. Now, I guess they could have been, according to the governor, but they need a planning day.
Yeah.
No schools in session on Monday. That was a big question that we all needed to have answered. Also, they are working on food. They are working on child care. So stay tuned to this station. Stay tuned to local news outlets. Stay tuned to websites, I guess, Facebook at this point, for Marion City Schools and other county schools to see what's going to happen. Boy, Jeff, you know, 40 years on the air here, have you ever seen anything this?
No, nothing like that. I was not here for the blizzard, but certainly in 40 years WMRN, never anything like this. The economic ramifications of this, you can't begin to comprehend what it means. I mean, you know, I'm retired. I don't have to be anywhere. But so many people, you know, parents, grandparents to take care of, this, you know, people that for the next 3 years, do I have to go to work? Can I take some time off? Who's going to watch the kids? The ripple down effect is obviously tremendous on this.
Well, and we talked about it on Wednesday before all this happened, and I posted a Facebook post. I said, you know, people have went nuts yesterday. If you walked into a grocery store, you could clearly see it. The announcement by the governor of the lockdown of nursing homes, the end of schools public for 3 weeks, a fifth case being found in Ohio, this really got to people yesterday. The first two press conferences that the governor did, it happened, life went on, Ohio State closed. That really didn't seem to do it, but boy, yesterday, he made that announcement, I think, at 2 o'clock. Within 2 hours, 40 deep at the grocery store.
Yeah. Did not get to the grocery store. I haven't had to go to the grocery store the last few days. I don't have to go today, but obviously today, the next few days, if you're working at Kroger's or Meijer's or Walmart or whatever, you're going to be putting in a busy day today.
And we do have to say, again, this is one of the things we've talked about, and you brought it up there, and it's a big point to be made. Yes, this is a medical thing. It certainly is, and that's what is driving all of this. But the panic that is causing the economic ripple is what's really going to be felt long term, because most people will not get the coronavirus. That's just the way this is going to go. Thank goodness, it's just not going to happen that way. I was talking to Dr. Art Uline yesterday. Not going to be that many cases. But when you don't have the revenue from the NCAA tournament, when you have people who might have to miss work because of child care issues, when you have people who are spending money they didn't expect to spend to go into the grocery store and buy toilet paper and Clorox and stock their refrigerator, when you have schools that are not in session and musicals and sporting events that they do sell tickets to that are not going to happen, fundraisers that are not going to happen. Marion Music Club had an event Sunday. It is canceled. Boy, that's going to have a big... The NBA season's postponed right now. That's a money driver.
Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League. We were going to do the 10 games in Indianapolis Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I was going to go to the Blue Jackets game tomorrow night. And the Blue Jackets were really kind of one of the last holds out. It was almost like Mike DeWine earlier, because the Blue Jackets said, we're playing Thursday night. after a lot of other events were canceled, and when DeWine said about the, you know, the gatherings of large places, and Blue Jackets said, no, we're playing Thursday night. Well, of course, the NHL wasn't a Blue Jacket decision. NHL announced yesterday about 1 o'clock that, you know, they were kind of shutting things down. Now, they have not canceled the season. They have suspended the season. But the NCAA, they have canceled the season, not only for basketball, but spring sports. There's going to be no college baseball, no spring games, nothing.
We talked Wednesday about the big wrestling tournament this weekend. It is gone. No. Canceled, done.
Yeah, and you really feel for, you know, the state basketball for the girls was this weekend, started yesterday. Boys state tournaments next week. You really feel for those that have trained so hard, and it was going to be bad enough that, okay, you know, we can only perform in front of our family, but now just to, you know, have it taken away from them.
Well, that is going to be a big ripple effect of this entire thing, is that this is the time of year, the spring, when they have the signings of kids going to college. They do those big signings, and they bring people into the schools, and you're getting ready for the end of the year. Testing, boy, I thought that was a big one, that testing might not happen. This is a big, big thing. I don't know how you handle that. If the kids have not passed the test and you can't administer the test, do the kids graduate? I don't think anybody knows.
I was at, after I left here Wednesday, I'm on the Fahey Bank Athlete of the Month Committee, and was over at Fahey Bank, and Martin Hughes from the bank has a son that goes to college in New York somewhere, and he said that they've already been told that effective today is their last day. No exams. He's a senior. He's going to graduate. They're not going to have a graduation ceremony. Basically, school shuts down. He's got to come back. You know, he's got to vacate his apartment, or, you know, the dorm, wherever he's living. And, you know, between Wednesday and today, he had basically 48 hours to say goodbye to all his friends, wrap up the school year. And again, can you imagine, you know, going to school for 4 years and planning your college graduation, and now not even having a graduation ceremony. There are so many tentacles to this that every story is different.
Well, and one of the tentacles that we're going to see play out is, right now they're saying employers can stay open, but what is going to happen very quickly is a lot of employers are sending people home to work from home if they can. A lot of people just aren't showing up because of the panic. And how long is it before people who work in the retail world, people who work in the grocery world, people who work in those places that need to be open are saying, man, everybody else is going home. Why am I here?
Brian got an email from Delta yesterday that any employee that wants to take time off, be with their kids or whatever, they can take the time off. They won't be penalized, but they won't get paid. And again, you're in the situation, how many people can afford to take 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off or however long it is? You know, it's not going to affect Brian because, you know, he's single, he doesn't have any kids or anything like that, and he'll continue to work. But the amount of people that will not be working, and of course, obviously, the airline industry taking a huge hit. Last night, when we got back into town, we went to Applebee's for dinner, and Applebee's wasn't hurting for folks last night, because the restaurants are, you know, they're going to be taking a hit. But Brian was looking at Las Vegas, curious to see what the rates were. Circus, which is an older hotel in Vegas, $13 a night at Circus. Some of the other hotels, the MGM and the Aria, and some of the other hotels that normally would be $300 a night, $33, $39, $45. They just want to get people there. Can you imagine a hotel in Las Vegas for $13? You can't imagine anything like that.
I think right now you also cannot underscore this nursing home issue, because you're not usually in a nursing home because you're well to begin with.
Yeah.
And you have people visiting those people.
Well, and the same thing with hospitals. I mean, yeah. Are you going to have somebody at the front, say at the front door of the Marion General Hospital? If you go in, are they going to say, you know, why are you here? Who are you here? Are you going to limit the amount of people that can see a particular patient? I think that's probably, if it hasn't happened, I think that'll be happening very shortly.
You know, I'm sure the people in these nursing homes are working very hard, but when you have coronavirus out there and you know that the most susceptible group to this is senior citizens.
Well, you saw that at the nursing home in Washington State.
Absolutely. And now you can't even see your relative to know if they're getting sicker. Hopefully somebody would tell you. I think they would. But boy, these nursing home employees, what they've got to be going through, and the families who, I mean, I don't know how this is working. If you have a family member who maybe is at the end of their life on hospice in a nursing home, can you go in and see them now? Are they worried about you infecting other people? We talk about unprecedented, and a lot of times we say things are unprecedented. This is there.
You think of a question, and then within 10 seconds, you have five more questions.
Yeah, no answers.
No answers.
And I don't know what you do, and I just hope that this is a little overblown. I hope that's what we're saying. I hope we're overreacting and not underreacting, because if we're underreacting and this gets worse, boy, oh boy.
I go to the Marion Community Credit Union, and they have an annual meeting. It's more or less it's a dinner with, and they award prizes and so forth. That's at the end of March. Got an email that that has been canceled, and tickets are like $5 or whatever. But they will be getting in touch with everybody that purchased tickets, and you know, getting a refund. It was LEI for a few years, and the library has a number of people teaching or giving programs. Randy Winland was going to do one here in a couple weeks. Jim Slagle gave one on Wednesday. Paul and Randy gave one Tuesday on podcasting. I was doing one on the history of sports in Marion and over the last 100 years, and was looking forward to giving that talk. All of those talks have been canceled through the middle of April.
I don't know that there's anything going on of that nature, anything where a crowd was supposed to come. I don't think the Palace Theater can operate at this point. I mean, I would expect they would expect crowds more than 100 people. I don't know if that applies to the movie theater. I don't know. Movie theater is a retail business. They haven't closed retail businesses. You still might be able to go to the movie theater. There's a lot of questions. You better just call ahead before you go somewhere. And I don't even know if local media can keep up with that part of it, because it's not a snow day. When you have a snow day or you have a calamity like that, even in the blizzard of 78, you know, you got the call-offs once and they were coming in the morning and you knew what it was. This is changing every hour. What do you do?
Yeah.
So here we go. So we're not going to spend the entire morning talking about this, but it was worth talking about here because people don't have answers.
Yeah. And we don't have the answers.
But I did want to get back to the NCAA. What was it like in those empty arenas?
It was like you showed up 2 hours before the game was going to start. There was just no feel. Somber is not the right word, because again, we're talking about a basketball game here. Nobody died or anything like that, but it was just. It was like there's just no feeling, and it's like it's hard to get excited about Michigan Rutgers when there's 50 people in the arena. But one thing that Brian pointed out, because I don't know the whole ticket price, but I think Wednesday the tickets were $50. There were two sessions yesterday. I think the tickets were $75 for each session. So that would have been $150 yesterday, the $50 on Wednesday. So that's $200, I think. And then the same thing for today. There were two different sessions. So the whole thing, if you'd gone to every game, I think it was like $550. And all the scalpers, I mean, you'd see scalpers on every street corner looking to sell the tickets that they had scalped or had bought in anticipation, and you know, they had to eat all of that.
And I do want to let people know, because there was some question of this yesterday. Charlie will be back this morning. I got an email from him this morning. He did have vertigo. He got some medicine for it, and he's feeling pretty good. He said he was cured this morning of the vertigo. So Charlie Evers will be here today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., so don't miss that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Did you hear about you're familiar with the NAB convention in Las Vegas?
I saw that was canceled.
Yep, National Association of Broadcasters.
Arguably the largest convention in the world, canceled. And even the IndyCar Series opener in St. Petersburg, which is supposed to be Sunday, that has been canceled. So everybody just needs to go home and keep the doors shut and wait it out.
That's the way it goes. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
You know, and I'm one of those, I can go home and close the doors and not do anything. You know, I'm one of those fortunate people, that I guess, that can do that. Not everybody can do that.
Well, and we had Dr. Art Ulian on yesterday, and it's important to make this point because it is scary, and you hear this word coronavirus. I don't know if people get what it is. Understand that the reason a lot of this is being done is you can't lick this off the ground. You have to come in contact with somebody who has it, period. It is a viral infection, so you cannot get it any other way. If you do stay in your house and you don't have it, you won't get it, because that's just the nature of this disease. It is a respiratory disease. That's why it's so scary. That's what's going on. That's why it's hurting older people. But also pay attention. I've heard that people talking of Italy, people are dying in mass quantities, but you got to understand, Italy's hospitals were not ready. They didn't have respirators. They didn't have things ready. They were really one of the first to get hit hard by this, and that's what happened in Italy. I hope our hospitals are ready. I don't know, but I think they are, so we'll hope they are. But it is viral. Understand that. It's a viral infection, and you will not show symptoms of it for 2 days. We also know that now. If you feel sick, go to the doctor. I imagine, how are doctors dealing with this right now? How's the clinic dealing with this? How's the urgent care dealing with this?
I think like dentists, orthodontists. I mean, do you want somebody poking around in your mouth for 30 minutes?
Do they want to poke in your mouth?
And the other side, do they want to poke around in somebody's mouth for 20 or 30 minutes? You're right. I had somebody yesterday, I told Brian, because we were watching in the hotel room yesterday morning before we left, and I said, oh, come on. I said, now that's just stupid. One of the commentators was talking, and he's got to get a haircut next week. And he said, I'm not getting my hair cut. He said, I'm going to let my hair grow, because he didn't want to be in contact with other people that he didn't know that were getting haircuts. And I wouldn't have thought of something like that. But if there might be people out there that say, I don't want to go get a haircut because I don't know who all is going to be getting a haircut at the same time.
Well, and we have to deal in facts here. And the facts are, if you did not go to the grocery store yesterday, if you did not go out to those places, it was panicked. I mean, it clearly was. You could not walk in and not say that was not a panic. Now, that all being said, the busiest day to eat out in Marion is Friday. We all know this who live here. What will that be like tonight?
Well, as I said, we went to Ralphie's last night about 8 o'clock. And Ralphie's they weren't standing at the doorway, but I mean, they were doing a really good business last night.
Well, I wonder if Route 95, which is usually clogged on Friday night, will be that way tonight. I don't know. The reaction to this is kind of interesting, because I really wouldn't have expected the store thing. That really kind of blew my mind to walk in and see what was going on there, which told me that people who don't have kids, people who are outside of school districts, are starting to get worried.
I need milk. I mean, I have cereal, but I got milk probably a week and a half ago, but the milk is probably getting to the expiration date, so I'm going to get some milk for the weekend. Do I want to go to Kroger's or Meijer's only to get a gallon of milk and stand in line for 30 minutes? I don't know.
Well, the story I heard yesterday, and this is
I may be pouring Pepsi on my Cheerios.
Cheerios. got to do what you got to do, and maybe water by the end of this whole thing. Here's the thing of it all, and I was told this. You know, one of the problems in the grocery stores right now that's causing a lot of fear in people are the grocery carts. You know, people don't want to touch those. So people are saying, bring in cloth bags. These are suggestions that are being made. But because we've never had this before, it is so, I don't know, it's a very mercurial time right now. It's a very, don't come in contact with somebody who has it, but how do you know if somebody has it? We still have to remember, only 5 cases in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people under observation, apparently, and nobody's died. This is a plus that nobody has died in Ohio. We have a lot of nursing homes. That's a plus that that has not happened, but I really don't know. I think that can we have a pandemic, which this is listed as now, can we have a pandemic and not panic? Because that's going to be the road we've got to toe here. Can we?
We'll find out.
Well, one thing I like that Dr. Arasi said was, Arusi, that we are going to have to band together as a community. It's one of those times where that's really going to have to happen, because if you don't have an answer or you need help with something, you really may have to depend on somebody else.
And if you have a neighbor maybe that's elderly, when I was here Wednesday, I mentioned my mother was 90, and you know, and my sister's a nurse, called her on Monday and said, I don't want you going to Kroger's. I don't want you going to the bank. If you need to go to Kroger's, I'll go for you. So, you know, if you have a neighbor or somebody that maybe is elderly or doesn't get out much, check to see, you know, if you're going to Kroger's, if you can maybe, you know, do your shopping for a couple of your neighbors or whatever, you know, help them out.
Well, and also understand, obviously it applies to everybody, children and people who are under the age of 65. But if you are over 70 years old, really take this seriously. This is not, it's not a joke at this point, as they would say. And I think the closing of all these things, and they don't close events like this. They don't close the NCAA. They don't close every sporting event basically going on in the state of Ohio if there's not something big.
You know, and again, and of course, Cleveland was going to host the MAC tournament this weekend. Mentioned Indianapolis hosting the Big Ten tournament. And then Cleveland next week was going to be hosting, you know, they were going to be one of the 8 sites around the country hosting the first round of the NCAA tournament. Think of the, you know, the parking lot attendance. Think of the sellers, the concessionaires. Think of the hotels and the restaurants. I mean, you looked last week at the Arnold canceling, the state wrestling tournament this weekend canceling, the state girls basketball tournament, the state boys tournament next week. Think of the restaurants and the hotels that are booked, you know, months in advance, and think of that lost revenue. I have no idea what time
we're coming right up on it, but you can get it in.
Okay. I know Wednesday night, the first game was Indiana Northwestern. And at the end of the game, like teams have always done, you go through the line, you shake hands, and, you know, that sort of thing. After the second game, the Nebraska game, they both kind of looked at each other. The coaches, players gave a thumbs up, and they walked to their respective locker rooms. So in a matter of a couple hours, it changed from you going through shaking hands to not shaking hands, just thumbs up, going to your locker room. No interaction at the end of the game. And I thought that was very interesting.
Pay attention here, because the news report today has all the information on the coronavirus as we have it right now. What is closed? What is open? What is going on? Pay attention to that news report. News and weather coming up here. Jeff Ruth is the guest. He'll stick with us. Charlie Evers coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll keep you updated as we get the news in real time. Stay with us. Back in 10 minutes.
Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whittister Spot. We are on the Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day.